Donald Trump has strongly defended his contact with Ukraine after bombshell evidence from a US ambassador during the impeachment inquiry investigating him. Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, directly implicated the US president and key members of his administration in a campaign to pressure Ukraine to carry out politically motivated investigations. It's something Democrats claim could amount to bribery, an offence serious enough to have Mr. Trump thrown out of office. Our North America correspondent James Glenday joined me a short time ago outside the inquiry.
So far, Mr. Trump's allies have tried to portray all witnesses who have delivered damaging testimony as simply disgruntled career bureaucrats who just simply didn't like the president's foreign policy. But Ambassador Sondland is different because he was appointed by Mr. Trump. He also donated $1 million to the president's inauguration fund. He's known to have spoken with the commander-in-chief and is someone who had a direct involvement in what appears to have been a fairly concerted push to get Ukraine to open politically motivated investigations that could have helped the president ahead of next year's election here in the US. So that's why his testimony is so significant.
And what was the most explosive part of his testimony?
There are a couple of bits that were worth mentioning, but the Democrats have long claimed that the president and his close allies directed a campaign to get Ukraine to look at Joe Biden, one of his leading political opponents, and that they used a White House visit that Ukraine wants and military aid that Kiev desperately wants to fight Russian-backed rebels in the east of the country as leverage to try to get that politically motivated investigation into Mr. Biden, who is, of course, could potentially face Mr. Trump at the ballot box next year. Now, the Democrats have called it a quid pro quo, which is Latin for an exchange of favours, essentially. The White House has continually insisted there is no quid pro quo, there was no quid pro quo. But in a very, very sweeping statement, Ambassador Sondland not only said that there was an exchange of favours and that everyone knew about it, but that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was closely involved in the effort. Here's the moment where he said that there was a quid pro quo.
Mr. Giuliani conveyed to Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, and others that President Trump wanted a public statement from President Zelensky committing to investigations of Burisma and the 2016 election. Mr. Giuliani expressed those requests directly to the Ukrainians, and Mr. Giuliani also expressed those requests directly to us.
Now, that's Ambassador Gordon Sondland testifying there in an impeachment hearing. James, Donald Trump vowed to ignore the proceedings, but he's weighed in again. How's he reacted?
Yeah, Donald Trump has reacted. The Republicans, the White House, were clearly a bit shocked by this testimony because it didn't seem that they expected it. This wasn't a great day for them. That's because if there was a quid pro quo, if aid was used as leverage to get a politically motivated inquiry from a foreign country, then most constitutional lawyers say that's an abuse of office, which is an impeachable offence and can see a president removed. Now, Mr. Trump did speak to the media. He maintained his line that he's done absolutely nothing wrong. But unusually for him, he didn't take a lot of questions. He had some notes in front of him and he just repeated that he wanted nothing from Ukraine. He wanted nothing from Vladimir Zelensky. He repeated that the aid was ultimately delivered and it wasn't withheld. And he again said that he was somehow being unfairly treated. Here's a little of what Mr. Trump had to say.
I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing. So here's my answer. I want nothing. I want nothing. This is the final word from the President of the United States. I want nothing. Thank you, folks. Have a good time. I'm going to bed.
That's US President Donald Trump, and before him, our North America correspondent, James Glenday.